China's rapid transformation in recent decades has meant big changes for many families there, but there's one family tradition that endures, surprisingly. I'm talking about the Chinese tradition that dictates that new mothers spend a month in confinement with their babies right after giving birth. It's called Zuoyu Etsu, or sitting the month. Ruth Morris talked to some new moms in Shanghai about how this age-old practice is faring in modern China.
Shi Lina is a sophisticated, professional woman in her 30s. When she got pregnant, she decided on a contemporary version of Zuoyu Etsu. Then she had her baby.
You know, when the time is coming, when my family came, I have no choice. I just have to listen to them. So I actually had a very traditional yuezi.
Traditional yuezi calls for new moms to stay in bed all the time. Another rule, no strangers in the house. Even when she was coming off confinement, Lina's family preferred us to speak via Skype. There are rules about hygiene, too.
I didn't have a bath for 1 month.
Lina could wash with a warm, wet towel, but she couldn't drink cold water. Even air conditioning was a no-no. And she couldn't eat raw fruits and vegetables. Actually, she cheated, but she didn't want her family to find out.
I had fruit in the third day, actually, when I was still in the hospital. I'm so glad they don't understand English.
What was she allowed to eat? Porridge, fish soup, pig feet stew, liver, kidneys, and during the first few days, lots of eggs.
They said I should eat 8 or 10 eggs every day.
She could only stomach 5.
You know, my stepmother told me, you know how many she had in her first day? 30.
There is an easier way, at least for the affluent. At the Care Bay Center in Shanghai, new moms spend their confinement month in a cocoon of soft music and smiling nurses. It costs about $13,000 for 30 days. Here at the baby spa, babies float in miniature pools. The water is kept at exactly 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. There are doctors, masseuses, and a yoga instructor. Vice President Xiao Yongping says the center combines traditional practices with what she refers to as a scientific approach.
In old times, new moms were asked to wrap their head with cloth strips, close their windows, and they were advised not to brush their teeth, bathe, read books, and so on. This part of the tradition is what we don't want.
At the same time, the center relies heavily on traditional Chinese medicine, like warming foods to restore the qi, or energy flow, and cleanse the body. Ginger is warm, seafood is cold.
Traditional Chinese medicine is time-honored. In confinement, new moms believe that Western medicine has side effects, whereas Chinese herbal medicine doesn't, and we hold the same views.
And it's a popular view. Confinement centers are expanding fast in China. Live-in confinement nurses are also in demand. It helps that Chinese law requires employers to give new moms almost 4 months of paid maternity leave, though migrant workers in the informal economy might not get this benefit. I found Jenny watching the NBA playoffs in her private room at Care Bay. She handed her baby to a 24-hour babysitting service so we could talk. She says about half the women she knows still want to observe a traditional confinement. The other half want something like this. Only a tiny percentage think the practice should be scrapped.
So this confinement, I think, will be a trend more and more in China. It's going strong.
Ko Liu Ying is a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. She says the tradition of confinement is as strong now as when it began 2,000 years ago, but it's evolving. Ko says she's hearing from women who want to extend their confinement to 2 months. And why not? With China's one-child policy, this might be their only chance.
Their only job is feeding the baby. And just imagine, this is the only thing you need to do. You don't have to worry about cleaning the house, you know, doing the cooking. Hey, why not?
Back at Lina's house, life is reverting to normal, only with a new baby on board. Lina says as China races towards modernity, it's comforting to see a core cultural practice surviving.
Nowadays, you see China. It seems that we have so many changes every day. Right? The big cities, we have, you know, new buildings. But actually, for the core things, we don't have too much changes.
Lena says she'd like to take care of her daughter during her confinement one day. So I had to ask, will you make her eat 30 eggs? No, she says. I'll tell her I ate 5. Can you try to eat 2? For The World, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.